yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are discussing efforts by the Zimbabwean government to repatriate thousands of citizens whose exemption permits are set to expire by the end of June this year. The Zimbabwe Embassy and consulates in some parts of South Africa have started the documentation process, which is expected to end next month. Zimbabwe is promising to give some retainees land and initiate various projects for them, but critics say this is a pie in the sky as the nation is facing serious economic problems. Nearly 180,000 Zimbabweans, mainly domestic workers, farm laborers, waiters and others, are expected to regularize their status by the end of June or face deportation. Some have been living in and working in South Africa for 20 years. They claim that they do not have specialized skills that are needed by the South African government. As a result, some of them have applied for waivers in order to live and stay in South Africa without new permits. In a policy document released recently, the ruling African National Congress Party demanded an end to spousal visas and others, saying the facilities are being abused by foreigners. The ANC also wants the government to repatriate some refugees to their nations of origin, like what was done by Botswana a year ago, which forcibly sent home Namibian and Zimbabwean refugees. Operation Tutula also wants all undocumented immigrants to leave South Africa. Yebhambe zulukanda balinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngemizamo kahulumende wakwele Zimbabwe yokubisela ekhaya izizalwane zakulelo lizwe ezihlala kule South Africa ezilama special permits. Izizalwane lezi kukhanya ngazani kuhamiswa ke ukuthi amaphepha la asebenze kusiyaphela unhlolanja lonyaka. Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uzimisele ukwamukela bonke abaza ukwehluleka ukulungisa amaphepha abo kusiyaphela unhlangula lonyaka. Uhulumende uthi uzabanika umhlabathi njalo abancedise ekuvuleni amabhizimusi. Kodwa abaningi bayathandabuza okukhulunywa nguhulumende besithi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko okukhulunywa nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Some holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits are already agitated over the expiry of their documents granted by the South African government a couple of years ago. The permits are set to expire in June this year. Uthuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba.
Emavikini ambalwa edluleyo, isigodlo somelo eZimbabwe kwela South Africa simemezele ukuthi bonke abafuna ukubuyela ekhaya babhalise njalo batsho ukuthi bafuna uhulumende weZimbabwe abasize ngani kulolu hambo. Lolu hlelo-ke oluqale kuyona linyanga ngokubhalisa ebulenjini be-intanethi kukhasi lalesigodlo le-consulate yaso seluqalile, kanti ke bakhona abaluthokozela kakhulu.
Hayi, ngiyafuna ukuphathisa kakhulu ngempahla zami nabantwana bami i-transport masesisekhaya. Kuzima engicabanga ukuthi ngizohlangana lapho ekhaya ukuthi izinto engathiya zisekhaya lamanje into okufana kushintshanga lizo. So yikho engicabanga ngizohlangana ukuthi ngizosokona ekhaya. So ngizacela i-consulate ukuthi isincedise kakhulu ekulayitheni impahla kakhulu.
Abanye ke abakabhalisi kanti futhi bathi abasiboni isizathu sokubhalisa.
Cha, angabhalisi ngoba angaziboni isidingo sokuba ngibhalise ngakhona. Mina ngisafuna ukuba lapha eMzansi, angazimisela ukubuyela ekhaya. Cabanga ngoba kunzima ngabe kukhona kakhulu futhi mangilana mbonana okungcono ngoba ekhaya kunobunzima kakhulu, akunamali, akunalutho. So ngibona ukuba lana ngiphanda le encane kungcono.
Bakhona bathi bona bafisa ukuncediswa ngokuhlala kwele South Africa, hhaji ukubuyela ekhaya. Kodwa ke ummeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa umnumzana David Hamatsiripi usanda kukubeka kwacaca ukuthi uhlelo lokubhaliswa lolu luhlose obane.
As far as those who are holding the Zimbabwean exemption permits here in South Africa at the expiry of those permits decide to stay here or to go elsewhere, again, that is their decision. What we are saying today, and it is not in any way trying to instruct or direct individuals to take this or that decision. We are merely anticipating the fact that come end of June, some ZEP holders will not have been able to renew their visas or their permits. Some ZEP holders have decided they want to go back to Zimbabwe and they need assistance. And they are the ones who we are addressing to say, if you do need some assistance, the government of Zimbabwe is giving you the opportunity to be able to take advantage of that assistance and facilitation that we can give.
UHamatsiripi uthi ezinye zezinto abazasiza ngazo abeZimbabwe laba zigoqela indlela zokuhambisa, ukudlulisa impahla zabo emngceleni, kanye lokutholela abantwana indawo yokufunda eZimbabwe. Kodwa iningi selethule imibuzo eminingi ngalolu hlelo. Bakhona bathi abazikholwa izithembiso zikahulumende ezokuthi uzasiza ababuyele ekhaya laba ngenhlelo zokuziphilisa, njengoba bevele bebaningi abangasebenziyo khonale eZimbabwe. Bakhona njalo abathi sebezimisele ukuyahlupheka elizweni labo kulokuthwaliswa amagabha avuzayo ezweni labanikazi. Melesulo 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo.
Thank you very much, Tuso Khumalo. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We also have an immigration lawyer, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, and Siponkulube, a Zimbabwe exemption permit holder. Welcome to the program, all. I hope you are all well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So let's start with you, Baba Velempini Ndlovu. So looking at the situation that is prevailing right now, we know that the exemption permits are going to expire June 30th. So what's the situation like right now? We hear that many of these Zimbabweans are approaching you and most of them are panicking. So what's going on?
Yes, most Zimbabwean people who are holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits are now starting to panic because they failed to move over to other permits, and they are trying their best to try and cross over, but most of them don't qualify. Most of them do not qualify for critical skills. Most of them do not qualify for relationship permit, and they don't qualify for any other permit. The only thing that some have attempted to do that have helped a lot with to apply for waivers. But the problem with the waivers is that since they started applying last year, there's not been any feedback from officers whether these waivers are being accepted or they're being rejected. So people are just living in a state where they don't know whether they are coming or going.
So talking about these waivers, what are waivers if you may tell the public?
Okay. A waiver, to explain it simply, is a way to say that you are accepting that you don't qualify for any permit. So you are asking the Minister of Home Affairs to look aside or not to consider that you don't qualify for. Like, you are asking the minister to use what is called Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act, whereby you want to apply for a general, you want to be allowed to apply for a general work permit without a labor exemption certificate from the Department of Labor. Because as we all know, South Africa has got laws. So the law says that for you to be employed in any capacity as a foreigner, you have to show that there was no South African who could qualify for a job that you're doing. And when many Zimbabwean exemption holders are people occupying positions that can be easily filled by South Africans, like being a waiter, being a maid, or working as a taxi driver or taxify driver or Uber driver, those are the jobs that most Zimbabweans occupy. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult for them to actually convince Mr. Former Affairs to say, I'm coming from Zimbabwe, I'm working as a maid. And then the minister will be like, why did you leave Zimbabwe to come and work as a maid when there are also South Africans? We all know that the unemployment rate in South Africa is somewhere around 34%, thereabouts. So the South Africans themselves are also now saying that they want the jobs that some foreigners have, because they are saying that they also can.
No, thank you very much, and stay on the line. So we are lucky that we've got a payment holder, and that is Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Baba Ngulube, siyawamukela kuhlelo. Akusho ukuthi wena wacela ukuthi bakunike i-waiver le, njengoba sithi-ke ama-skills akho njengalawo afunakalayo kwele South Africa. Akusiyele ngamafutshane ngakhona kuba.
Hayi, siyabonga kwaDube, ngiyazinyelela la kwaba.
Ye, siyawamukela baba.
Hayi, i-waiver sa-aplaya baba Dube, njengoba sechazile umfowethu ukuthi weva indlela yokucela uminista ukuthi asixolele ngezinye indlela asenzele lula njengoba singakhwalifayi. Sa-aplaya ngesikhathi sa-aplaya ngaso wathi wasi-aplaya ngaso, but njengoba ethile umfowethu akula abakho asebetholile i-response, noba sezikhona nje abakho asebetholile i-outcomes exactly ukuthi kwenzakalani. So sisalindile.
Yes, so siyabona-ke iZimbabwe Embassy lama-consulates akwele Zimbabwe bayazama ukuthi babhalise abantu abafuna ukubuyela ekhaya. Wena subhalisile yini xa ungakwenzanga khonokho indaba?
Hayi, angibhalisanga Dube, nga-aplaya njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi ngi-aplayile. Angibhalisanga, ngathi ngangizabhalisa uye ekhaya. Ekuqaleni vele ngangibhalise kuba ngibuya lapha, angazibuyela mina lapha nxa sokungehlula ngizabuyela ekhaya. Angazi embassy, angifuni ukungena kakhulu ku-embassy, kodwa siyamuza uba bekhuluma ethi afuna abantu babhalise. Kula bantu abaningi sela abantu abanamaphemithi lapha balutshwana kakhulu la maZimbabweans amalapha, yindaba kathi uhulumente angaqala asize bona. Ngesikhathi i-COVID abantu abaningi bebengasebenzi lapha, bahamba nzima ekhaya, abantu behlupheka, abanye behamba nzima, azange size uncedo oluvela kuhulumente. Yikho nje sizibuza khona, but angifuni ukungena kakhulu
kolokoasi-statement
isithumele ku-embassy.
Hayi, siyakuza kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke. Let's talk to Miss Diana Zimbuzana of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. So I've already said welcome to the program. So give us your take on this kind of scenario where Zimbabweans are facing literally some kind of deportation if they don't regularize their status by the end of June, Miss Zimbuzana.
Yeah, if Zimbabweans don't regularize their status, we'll go with what the minister said. The minister said then these people will be deemed illegal and will be deported back to Zimbabwe. So that's not a very conducive scenario that we're looking at. But that's not the most pertinent issue at the present moment. I think the vast majority are not even worried about their status as of June 30. They are worried about their then status out of the June 30 date. In this, what I mean by this is that most people are now in a rush to try to regularize their stay, so that when June 30th comes, they are then deemed legal per se as in South Africa, instead of being deemed illegal. So those are the issues that most people are grappling with for now.
So unofunga kuti vachakwanisa here kutora mapepa matswa ipapo?
Apo pano tinetsei apo. Apo pano tinetsei nekuti parizvino pavanhu vese vati vakanda mapepa avo kubato rehome affairs vachiti tiri kukumbirawo kuti mutibetsere apa. Hapana ati wandati ndanzwa achiti akawana mapepa acho. Vazhinji vari kutsvaga mapepa aya anonzi mawaiva aya. Vazhinji vati hapana ati awana. Nyangwe tikabvisa izvozvo zvekuti mawaiva kana kuti vaapply mapemitswo zvavo. Hapana wandati ndanzwa achinzi akawana. Saka pane nyaya apa.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. Let's take a very brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are streaming live this discussion on immigration issues affecting Zimbabweans, and we're streaming live it on Facebook pages, that is VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe. So now tune in and see exactly what we're doing. We're also on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message of your choice on all these platforms. So for those that have just joined us, you must tune in and, you know, enjoy with us here. This is a platform for everybody. We know it is a public sphere where you can just say anything of your choice. So our guests tonight are Ms. Diana Zimbuzana, Chambara of the Zimbabwe Access Forum, immigration lawyer Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a Zimbabwe exemption permit holder. Let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. So, Mr. Ndlovu, you play a very critical role in terms of what is happening to these Zimbabweans. Do you see them being deported in large numbers, or something may pitch up, you know, along the way, like the lawsuit that is being done by the Helen Suzman Foundation? Can that block the kind of deportations? Can it happen, you know?
Yeah, the challenge by the Herman Suzman Foundation of the decision by the Minister of Home Affairs is going to buy Zimbabwe as well, Zimbabwe exemption permits time, because the court case was supposed to start in February, but now I think it's going to start in April. So there is no way that the court case is going to be concluded before June 30th. So the minister is likely to extend again the deadline, like he did last year when it was supposed to, the deadline was supposed to be 31 June 2022, then he extended to 30 June 2023. So if the court case is ongoing, then I don't see a situation where South African government is going to deport Zimbabweans. But that does not mean that they are not going to have problems, because presently I'm now having people coming to me saying that they've lost their jobs. Some of them have had bank accounts frozen with large amounts of money in them. So other institutions like banks and employers are going to now start to get rid of Zimbabwean and Zimbabwean exemption permits, even though that is not something that they're supposed to be doing. But there are some organizations that we know who plan for a long time. So if there's any uncertainty, they would rather get rid of the employee whose future is uncertain in the country rather than have him or her not knowing how long they are going to have that employee. So a lot of people are going to have problems, especially those who've got contracts that needs to be renewed, because as it is, the minister is just extending orally. There's nothing written down on paper. If you look at the permits that Zimbabweans have, they are written that they expired on the 31st of December 2021. So there's nothing on paper. And there are some people who run into problems with that, because wherever they go, some people don't even know that the minister extended to 30 June 2023. So they will be presenting that permit and the permit shows that it's expired, and then now you have to explain that the Minister of Home Affairs did this or that, and some people don't even actually follow the news, so that they won't know what you're telling them is the truth. They're struggling, especially those people who lost their jobs because of the COVID thing. Now, after the COVID, they couldn't get new jobs because the permits that they have on paper, they show that they've actually expired.
Yeah, thank you so much, and hold on there. Let's take a caller. Slow up, Madlala, Ixingweni. Madlala, kunjani kulanga apha Ixingweni, baba?
Sawubona babaDube.
Yeah, kunjani?
Ngubaba Moyo lona.
Yeah, Moyo, kunjani, baba?
Awangiyaphila, ninjani khona apho?
Xa siphilile. So, in a language of your choice, what do you think about the Zimbabwe exemption payments? Do you have a permit yourself? Are you a holder?
Into ngingathanda kuyitsho into yokuthoma, ngiyathokoza ukuze umama uDiana Zimbabwe akhuluma lapho, even obaba loya madawura varikiita mathulo akanaka zvikuru. Asi ndingutandongokuti sevana veZimbabwe panguva yakamira vari zvinge Zimbabwe inyaya yakaoma sezvambotora baba wako matira kutanga utoona kwawana ndovasina ndinaye futi kuti ni government vafuna kunikeza vacho avantu vabhalise kuti mamundu maafuna ini vazovanikeza mhlaba vazovanikeza indawo yekuenza mabhizimisi mara into leyo inange ndiboone isebenza into leyo kunothanda ukubukwa kuphela lokho ngenxa yokuthi masibuka sibone indala nehlupheko ingalekha yezimbabwe abantu baningi abayafuna indawo afuna izinzukinga mabhizimisi mara into leyo indawo yokubukwa leyo ngithaba kuti ngisalisa amavoti mara ngiboni kusebenza lokho mara zinzimtirwa namaidiana zimbudzi ndiraso zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru ivina nababa vose ri padara tiringada kungotira chekuti kuvana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kuda kumirira koti iyo yakaiiri kuuya muna April ndo yakamirira vanhu vazhinji saka ndozasikangomirironesuwo saka nhami ngitandawo kuti hawa zokuvaona kuti kuzokuzala ingomoni ngenxa yekuti avantu vanenge savazo avanya vafuni kukamba ekaya vayazi kuti izinto zalekayenzeka ngesatinesa ngale chimanimani avantu vatumirwa izipo eziningi mara imali leyi azange yasebenza vantu vasahlupika ngale saka ndinotenda kuti maybe ngatimire tione kuti zvichafamba sei amazwi amokugcina ngitandawo kuti kuna lavo lavo vasimeetayo vangalwisani isikhathi lesi kuti vabambisane vangakombani ngomumwe kuti avanye
vakhambiyes thank you very much siyabonga kakhulu khonangapho ke ngubaba Richard Moyo kwaso Madlala ubaba Richard Moyo sibonge kakhulu so let's get back to ubaba Usipho Ngulube so baba Ngulube ngamafutshane sibili pho kuyiwa ngaphi khonapha nxa sukhangelewe Ngulube
kunzima babaDube siyabekezela yabe sisho abantu nxa usemzini vele uyacela siyalinda yena uminister kodwa ekuthuneni sizahamba ekhaya abantu kwabazilungiselele phela abasebenzi bakhumbule ekhaya vele lapha sendaweni yabantu angithi sicelisise asebesithi abasasifuni njengabe sitsho nje ufowethu laphana ukuthi uhulumende abantu abalamaphemithi abanamaphemithi wanana kudala officially kudala expire phela awudinga umsebenzi manje ungaze akudinga umsebenzi ungabe yaninto vela akula muntu ongakuqhatha lanxa usuqhathiwe njengana ukuthi urenew i-contract kunzima ukuthi urenew i-contract nento yakho so vele sokubhloka nje into eningi so abantu asisebenzeni kunzima kodwa sisebenzeni sikhumbuleni ekhaya akula ngenye indlela
loko
kuthiwa ngohulumende ohulumende wethu yiwo akakhulumi labantu sizwa nje si-adressa khona okusenziwa i-embassy okuthiwa kubiza umhlangano sakuzwa nje sokune-2 days but abaconsulti abantu bekhaya phela abantu babo kuba consult abantu babasikwazi ukuthi ukwazi sicho.
Mhm.
But ha kuzazenza okunye kuzahamba kufike ekugcineni sizabona ukuthi kuyaphelela ngapha kodwa.
Hayi siyakuzokhulu.
Siyahlala sembeni. Bona labo abantu abantu bakithi ukuthi labo nxa kuthiwa ba-apply ungakhali i-fraction uministe athi ya-apply abalutshwana kakhulu abantu aba-apply siyakwazi ukuthi uwevana lani nzima yabe ungakwazi ukuthi uzayithola uma usuzuyithola kodwa nxa uministe namhlanje athi asisalifuni sifuna laba aba-aplayele ngenxa yaba-aplayeleyo kuyi-1 percent kuphela
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu engulube baba ubambe khona lapho ungayikhatshana so Mrs. Zimbuzana so looking at the way all this is happening, what's the way forward for these Zimbabweans who are facing this kind of a problem?
The way forward is really based on each individual. There are individuals who are already planning to take their stuff and go and return to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
There are other individuals who are packing their stuff and going elsewhere besides Zimbabwe. So we have a group of Zimbabweans now who are going to England, Australia, the US, elsewhere except Zimbabwe. And then there are those who are saying we are remaining put, legal or not legal. And then there are those who are saying we are going to try and renew. So it's a mixed bag of the way forward for Zimbabweans. But very few are taking up what the embassy has offered. Very few are saying, well, why should I go register when my first concern, first and foremost concern, is to stay put in South Africa. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Yes. So you give us reasons, maybe in one. I'll just give you about 15 seconds. Why are they saying all that kind of thing? Just a few seconds.
No, Zimbabweans are saying we've always done our things without any input from our embassy. So why should we bother, or why should they bother with us now? And in fact, if the Zimbabwean embassy were so concerned about us, they should then negotiate with the Department of Home Affairs and let it extend the permit as it were.
Okay, yes. So, okay, so let's call up a thing when what is the slow one? Nkosi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yes, sanibona kanjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesidliwe ngumango iphosa yakho khona lapho ngamafishane ba.
Ngiyabonga emsakazweni nabalaleli bonke.
Yes.
Kushigama ngukhosi yami Ndlovu ngisuke eklamfen Mpandeni.
Yes, siyakuzwa.
Izindaba yamaphemithi kunzima kakhulu. Ebese kukhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe nathi sithole noma ukulungisa ilizwe sikhona ukuthi sibuyele ngenxa yokuthi lapha emsebenzini sokunzima vele namanje sesithenjise ukuthi ngoJuni kuyaphela ngoba amanye ama-contract njengemisebenzi esiyisebenza kusayina i-contract every year ngoJanuwari kufanele usayine i-contract ama-contract akhona asesayine ama-6 months osokubonisa ukuthi nasemsebenzini sokuzoba nzima kusukela uJuni kufika leso.
Mm-hmm. So la ule permit ule permit kumbulani ula i-permit lawe baba.
Yebo, ngila i-permit. So okwalesi sikhathi ngoba sinikezwe i-grace period yona le esinikezwe nama-companies akhona njengamanje kunzima ukuthi azibhale kwizincwadi ngenxa yokuthi amanye ama-companies avele nawo ayesaba umthetho. So kunzima ukuthi bazibhalelezo ma-particulars afunekayo uma usuya-apply i-passport. I-permit beya ima-critical skills. So yinto esibhekane nayo kunzima ngapha e-South Africa ukuthi nga kuyavuma wonke izizukulwane zeZimbabwe zihambe ziyovota. Zivotele nje iphathi e-right ngenxa yokuthi angeke izwe libuse for 40 years iphathi ingasebenzeli lutho. Akufakwe nalujaha nje uthamisa angene sibone ukuthi yena uzoyenza njani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke inkosi, sibonge kakhulu ngathulela kusasa. So ke before maybe we leave Mr. Ndlovu, vele mpini your last words 15 seconds.
My last words is that abantu abahlale ethembeni maybe kuzolunga ngale court case ka Helen Suzman Foundation. abanye abafuna ukuhamba ekhaya abathembayo lento le ekhulunywa uhulumeni bangahamba bayobhalisa lapho bahambe babona
ukuthi siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu isikhathi sesidlokumangoyo. Thanks very much to everybody who was here today. We thank our guests and listeners. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.